there has been an area of Central Boulder, the alleys, that has had their carts for a year now. Our enforcement started October last year. And we are definitely seeing improvements in the way trash is stored. I have a monitoring route that I go and walk 612 houses. And back in 2012, 2013, which were really challenging bear activity years, I may see, 15 trash carts strewn just in my daily route. And now we're looking at, maybe three this year on a daily basis. But I do see carts that are knocked over and it looks like a bear went through, but if they're latched, they're not getting into the cart. So we really have made a difference in the amount of food that's available in the urban area for bears in terms of trash.
Are you able to see then a direct correlation as to how many bears are coming into the city?
That's a really hard one because there's so many environmental factors each year that affect the number of bears that are coming into town. Last year we had a pretty light urban bear year where natural food production was high. We certainly had bears in town. We just did not see a lot of activity in trash or a lot of demand for bears to find food in town. This year seems like a poor natural food year for bears, and so there's a lot of pressure in town for bears searching for food. So every year is different, and it's really hard with just one year of implementation to say, we see fewer bears in town because of this program.
Well, despite everyone's best efforts, there's a very sad story coming out of the mother bear that has been so persistently coming into the city. The warning is that if she is spotted again, she will be euthanized.
Yeah, this is really a really sad situation, and it's hard for a lot of community members, myself included. But this is a bear who had been spending a lot of time east of Broadway and was relocated and then came back into town. She has been bluff charging people and showing this what's considered aggressive behavior. Of course, she's a good parent, and so it's I think deepens the sadness when you think of this animal is very protective of her young, and hence that's what makes it more challenging for her to be left in the city around a lot of people.
It's obviously a very difficult decision to make, to identify an animal as, having to be euthanized if they continue with the pattern of behavior. I mean, what are some of the boxes that need to be checked for wildlife officials to actually make that call?
Yeah, so the city of Boulder or my group don't directly manage these bears or make that decisions as hard as they are. So Colorado Parks and Wildlife or the state agency handles the direct management. But one of the aspects that they consider is they relocate once, and so that the animal's ear tagged and it's moved away, and then when that bear comes back, or if it comes back and they have to handle it again, they're not going to continually relocate it or relocate it again. So in a circumstance like this where you have a bear that has already been relocated, she's back where she started, and for the past week and a half, I would say, she's been showing this behavior of bluff charging or protective, that there's not a lot of options of what can be done with this individual.
We talked earlier about the different dynamics that causes bears to come in within city limits, the pushing, whether they don't have enough natural food, and the pull factor, they're being attracted maybe by the trash. You can control the pull factor in terms of the trash. Are there other things that you can control outside of just access to trash to really try and stop this problem?
There are. I mean, trash is not the only attractant, but we found when we were working through what sort of policy or ordinances we needed to make, the majority of the attractants or what bears were eating in town was trash. There are other factors. There are fruit trees and bird feeders and things that offer bears a lot of calories in a very small area. So something we're also encouraging people to do is pick their ripe fruit. This year there's not a ton of fruit in town, but don't leave it on the ground. Collect it when it's ripe off the trees. And we're working also with a group called Community Fruit Rescue that will come to people's houses and collect their fruit if they're not able to or if it's overabundant and make good use of it. That's been really helpful for people who had challenges with the actual harvesting. But bird feeders, pet food outside, pretty much anything that's a rich food supply.
And how have people been dealing with the trash? Are you getting a good amount of compliance with the new bear trash ordinance?
We are getting a really good amount of compliance with the ordinance. And as I've said, you know, in walking the alleys, I can see the difference and I'm checking to see if they're latched. There is a percentage of folks, even though it's low, that aren't actually latching the carts.
So they have the cart, but they're not using it
right,
properly.
Right, and that's a challenge. So if the bear is walking down and knocks it over, and, you know, I've seen this too, where the bears are just pushing, you know, like kind of seeing or knocking it over. And so, you know, wouldn't it be great if every single cart, every time they tried, was latched and they just learned that it's not worth their time. But if they push it over and it's not latched, then it's really easy for them to pull out the bag and get food.
So what are the consequences for a homeowner in that regard, where they have the right trash can, but they're not latching it properly?
Yeah, it's the same as not having a cart. So the new bear protection ordinance requires not only that you have a container that's bear resistant, but you're using it correctly so it's not overflowing and that it's latched, it's in working condition.
And how many tickets have been given out so far?
So since the beginning of September, there's been 145 summonses given in the area of the Bear Protection Ordinance for the ordinance specifically, or just trash that's not secured, extra bags, anything that might be an attractant.
So that's just this month?
Yes.
That
yeah.
seems quite high.
It is very high. And our council made a decision to really work toward making this a priority. And so we are focusing on enforcement. And it, you know, it's really important that people realize how serious we are taking this and the importance of it. And it's also a $250 fine. So it's being taken very seriously. Part of what just is on my mind during this season, and as we talk about bears, is how collectively sad the community is when a bear is killed, and that I can't overemphasize how important it is that we as a community come together and think about ways that we can limit the attractants in town and just teach the bears every year that this is not a place where they can come in and find food, so they learn to stay in the natural areas, and that is ultimately what will protect bears and save their lives.